USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Today, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This decision implies a growing possibility that Trump's federal trial might not reach a conclusion before the 2024 election. The Christmas Holy Weekend is arriving, but with the added specter of war in the Holy Land. Ryan Daniels has more.
Israeli forces were beginning to slowly push into central Gaza Friday, with heavy artillery bombardment and airstrikes reported. Since the October 7th murder of more than 1,300 Jews at the hands of Hamas terrorists in Israel, the death toll for Palestinians has topped 50,000 amidst the IDF's retaliatory invasion.
The U.S. and Russia have found common ground on a particular issue. Both nations opted to abstain from voting on a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza. The resolution, which doesn't call for a ceasefire in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, received approval with a 13-0 vote, accompanied by the two abstentions. Tomorrow, on Super Saturday, more than 140 million individuals are expected to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget. No.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in bed for a little bit. Who cares?
The National Retail Federation says 37% of Super Saturday shoppers will finalize online purchases and head to physical stores. And according to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, if you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call, you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th, so call now, you'll save even more. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
He also stressed that 2023 has seen the lowest commercial flight cancellation rate in the last 5 years and that they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. An important economic gauge is revealing that inflation is on the rise, albeit at a rate lower than what experts had anticipated. In November, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index increased by 0.1%, marking a 3.2% rise from the same period a year ago. The PCE index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, showed a month-on-month decrease of 0.1%. President Biden is granting clemency to almost a dozen nonviolent drug offenders. He mentioned that these 11 individuals are currently serving sentences that are disproportionately lengthy, and if charged today, they would be eligible for lower sentences. The president will also issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under federal and D.C. law. Preparing for its 70th launch off Florida's East Coast, SpaceX is gearing up to send another set of Starlink Internet satellites into low Earth orbit overnight from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The 4.5-hour launch window opens at 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.